Hey, welcome to It's an All About Women podcast. I'm with Joy, Pastor Joy, Molly. We're going to have a great time today. And we had a conference a few weeks ago. It was a great conference.
It was awesome.
It was very fun.
And I know Molly went out the gate. It was her first time you shared at the conference, and people loved you. You rang the bell. And and really, the conference was about God's attributes when it relates to women and all of... So that's a whole interesting topic. You know, women are beautiful creatures. Of course we are. But what's so neat is God puts his characteristics in women.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So what are some of the things we talked about at the conference?
We talked about how God is resourceful. Pastor Rachel Mendez touched on that. I think the biggest thing I remember her saying that resourcefulness was, it was a mindset. You know, and so we take the things that we have and we multiply them and make them something beautiful for the glory of God. And that's always displayed through women. That was like one thing I absolutely remembered. Pastor Brandy also talked about being fearless and how there's a lot of fear and chaos in the world.
Yeah, true.
But in the kingdom of God, you know, because of God's nature being attributed on the inside of us, she said that we are fearless. And so whenever we have a situation or find ourselves in fear or lack or something like that, then, you know, we try to depend on the Lord and allow him to manifest himself in our lives, just being fearless.
I remember the scripture she quoted was Proverbs of she has no fear of the future.
Yeah, she did.
Which I love that, you know. And God, what's neat is God gives us these gifts to equip us. And so it's not about us, because all of us, you know, obviously merciful, resourceful. We're not all perfect, and
right,
we don't just hit the ground running with all these gifts, that we reach out and receive them, you know.
Amen.
And what else did we discuss that day? Do you remember?
Pastor Rachel Young talked about mercy, talked about being wrapped in like the mercy sphere, the womb of God.
Oh, yeah, that was pretty epic.
And then Pastor Joy talked about nurturing. You talked about faithfulness, talked about comfort. But all those aspects seen in women, but that they just point right back to God and like his divine nature.
Amen. His divine nature. So with that, 1 Timothy 3, it talks about that, that there's no 3:16, that there's no one like God. And it says, and without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the world, believed in the world and received up into glory, meaning God is always going to be a mystery. And so, and those attributes don't end with these five that we talked about. It's endless.
No.
And so we really want to just zero in on qualities that you might find as a woman that you had no idea it was really just the gift of God in you. And that's what I love about God. I love that the Bible is filled with women. And it's filled with women walking their journey and grabbing a hold of God in the worst case scenarios. And God didn't just use religious women and godly women. He used women of all races, kinds. And, you know, he was there at the worst scenarios of their lives. And he came to them like a flash. So it's awesome. In a flash.
In a flash. I like that.
So another question is God necessarily male? And I know you had some thoughts on that.
Well, God, he's referred to in the Bible, I mean, as him, as he. That's just the general. Those are the pronouns that are used in the Bible.
Yes, yes.
But, I mean, we see in the Holy Spirit a lot of feminine qualities. And the Holy Spirit lives in us.
Right.
So, obviously, those qualities are in us. But also, God created Adam and Eve. And he created man in the image of himself. And if man and woman are created in the image of him, then both have qualities that are of a divine nature of God. He poured himself into them, and so.
That's right, and he took the rib out of Adam to form Eve, so
right.
In that there's, so he's basically both.
Right.
You know, but we go in the Bible as the pronoun he,
right.
But he has all these characteristics because he's mysterious and wonderful.
Yeah.
And will you want to say anything more about that?
I remember us. I feel like it was in the notes when I talk about how God created, and they had a quote that says, but the living and triune God did not remain by himself in his perfect freedom, he chose to communicate himself outside of himself by creating the world from nothing. And so kind of going back to what Molly said, just having God created man and he created women, but he created both, and he created the whole entire universe out of nothing. And just having that aspect of him just being displayed through us is huge. I get goosebumps sometimes when I think about it, because if you have a hard time trying to figure out who you are, you always could go back to the word of God, you know, because God's, the word says that we were created in his image, in his likeness, he created us. And so if from the very beginning, God said it wasn't good for man to be alone. So he created women as a helpmate. And so I absolutely love that. And we could be reflections of that constantly creating, you know, it's seen through women in reproduction. We recreate ourselves and we create little babies and children, so.
Right, you're right. Well, I think it's awesome. I mean, for me, knowing that God is a, I don't want to call him a he, she, that's a terrible examination. It's terrible. But in the fact that he's all of the above, and we try to make, you know, it's almost like the Wizard of Oz. We kind of make him like the Wizard of Oz. He's this unknown guy hiding behind a curtain. And we're terrified. It's flashes and lightning and thunder, and like it was in the Old Testament, he's running around smashing people and, you know, breathing fire. The earth is opening up, and but in reality, he's gentle. I'll read a couple of examples. He seeks the lost like a housekeeper. So these are women attributes, trying to find her lost coin. God cares for his people like a midwife that cares for his child that she's just delivered. God experiences the fury of a mother bear robbed of her cubs. That's in Hosea.
That's good.
Jesus longed for the people of Jerusalem like a mother hen longs to gather her chicks under her wings. God comforts his people like a mother. Like a woman who never forgets her nursing child, God will never forget his children. Mm-hmm. God is like a mother eagle hovering over her young. So all these are beautiful stories. And so really, for us, we just are here to encourage you of you are going to have what it takes to be able to live in this world.
Yeah.
You know, at 17, I'll never forget, in the hospital, they came and delivered, you know, my son Jeremy, and I had never changed a diaper ever. And, you know, I had to be taught how to nurse. And I was just like, you know, how am I going to raise this child and be this nurturer when really I just need to be nurtured? Yeah. But that's the neat thing about God. Whatever you're lacking, you know, he is resourceful. He comes because the DNA of the Father, the DNA of the Holy Spirit, he comes inside of us and he helps us along the way. So it's awesome. So let's talk a little bit more about maybe the subjects. So we're going to drop some clips specifically on what Joy talked about.
She's nurturing.
Yes. Yeah. And I'm going to talk about faith, and Molly's going to talk about
the comfort.
And so we want you to start looking for those videos and those little podcasts, we call them. And we just really want to encourage you to begin the study of just God, of the Holy Spirit, and how the Holy Spirit works in your life. Follow the women in the Bible. And, you know, they're in the Hall of Faith, which is Hebrews, it talks about the women who received their dead alive again. And they were raised back to life. It talks about Rahab. It talks about Sarah. And we could talk about Esther, was called for such a time as this. And in all these things, God is going to be there for you. Mm-hmm. And so we just want to, is there anything else before we close?
I mean, like you said, just encouraging the women, just digging your word, you know, go find out what the Bible says about you and what God says about you and who you are. Because once you have that revelation, I think it comes with the security and the confidence in God, and it helps you in your walk, and then you can help others along in your journey, just seeing yourself all through the Word of God.
Right.
Like, you just could get lost. It's really a blast. You want to know who you are? The Word tells you exactly who you are. Go find out.
That's right.
You know, I love that.
I think that's kind of an extra quote or whatever. Your theology will inform your doxology, which really just means your study informs your worship. And like, when you're studying, you're reading the Bible, you know who God is, then you know who God created you to be.
Yeah.
You can see, oh, okay, these are what godly women look like. This is what he instilled in the people in the Bible. He's instilled the same thing in us as women of 2,000, 3,000 years later.
Yeah.
But yeah, knowing who you are is knowing the word of God and knowing God himself.
You're right. He's there for you. So we love you. Thanks for listening. God bless. And look for these other podcasts. Take care.